You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the teaching ministry of Bible teacher and translator Dr. Paul Esposito and Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. Dr. Esposito is the translator of the English Majority Text, New Testament, as well as the Apostles' Bible, a modern English translation of the Greek Septuagint, Old Testament, both available through Amazon Publishing. And now here with today's broadcast is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, Senior Pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my Associate Pastor Darren Solana. We greet you here today. Happy Monday to everyone. God bless you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday to join us as we together sit under the authority of the Word of God. This is WGOD. This radio program is brought to you by the excellent people of Island Community Church. We'd love to see you for one of our services. Our next service is Wednesday. We just started the book of Daniel, the companion book for the book of Revelation. We'll be in chapter 2 Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We would love to see you. Later on during the week, you'll hear my sermon from this past weekend. You'll hear that Wednesday and Thursday. But here Monday and here tomorrow, we are up to the false prophet. We're going through the book of Revelation on the radio. We left off with the Antichrist. Now we're going to look at the false prophet. So this is part one. This will wrap up tomorrow. Enjoy today's program. The false prophet, that's where we're at here today. Now today we're going to have the mother of all understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. Hasn't that helped as we've been going along here every week? Once we understand the symbol, then it's easy to understand the book. So today, how's this one? Try this on for size. Understand the symbol and you'll understand the book. Here today we're going to see someone that has two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon. The lamb is who in the book of Revelation? Right, he's pointing to John 1:29. Right, the apostle John, the John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world." We don't need to guess who that is. The dragon, we learned that a couple weeks ago, Revelation chapter 12. That serpent of old called the devil and Satan. The dragon was thrown out of heaven. So, saw someone with two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon. Uh-oh, we're in for trouble here today. The false prophet. Who is he? What's his significance? How does he fit into end times? Now the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, he said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing." Meaning the place that you find these people, it's right here in the pulpit. It's not somewhere else. It's here. Adrian Rogers used to say that all the time. That's the place that you go to find false prophets. It's amongst two different people, here in the pulpit and Bible translators. And with all my luck, I'm both of those. God help us. How can you tell? By the things that come out of my mouth here. Read a statement of faith that I wrote and put on our website, islandcommunitychurch.net. Believe, read what I believe about the Son of God and what this church teaches and preaches about the Son of God. That is how you'll know whether or not the prophet is a false prophet. What do you believe about Jesus? That's where you go to find this out. As the Lord's about to say, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." So look, like the sign they hang outside or in the zoo. What does it say? Don't feed the animals, because this cat is hungry. He's ravenous. Inwardly, they are ravenous wolves. And then the Lord Jesus said what I just said to you. You will know them by their fruits. Also, Matthew 24:24, the Lord Jesus again speaking. He says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Then he says, see, I've told you beforehand, meaning I've given you tomorrow's newspaper. Why are you surprised? I've given you tomorrow's newspaper. That's what this list is going to be. You should never be deceived by this guy by the time 11:45 hits this morning and you guys leave here. You will be loaded for bear. You should never be deceived. I hope I don't find any of these handouts in these seats here after everyone leaves. For false Christs and false prophets will rise, like scarecrows, and they will show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Now, the Lord Jesus specifically had the end in mind when he said that. For false Christs, that's false messiahs, that's the first half of Revelation chapter 13, and false prophets will rise up. That's the second half, what we're going to look at here this morning. Will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, he says, even the elect. That means even the seasoned believer could be deceived if you are not loaded for bear when you leave here this morning. Even you, he's warning. Even you could be deceived, because this guy's deception is going to be so awesome and breathtaking that even you, the Son of God, saying, even you watching on YouTube, even you, he's saying, he's warning, he's pleading, even you could be deceived if you do not know these or don't want to know them. If you don't want to know them, the deception is going to be so mighty and so convincing, even the seasoned believer could be deceived if that were possible. So really, that rules you people out. You gluttons for punishment that keep coming back here every week. I haven't scared you off with this. And you guys keep coming back. That's awesome. I know you guys won't be deceived because you guys are hungry for the truth. That's why you keep coming back here, because there's just an itch that only he can scratch. Only he can scratch. Now, Paul the Apostle wrote, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders. Think about it, lying wonder. All these lying wonders will be carried out by this third person of this unholy trinity known as the false prophet. Not the false teacher, not the false heretic, not the false apostle, but he's the false prophet. He's the false prophet. Let me read this verse to you, Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. It says this. It says, then the beast was taken. That's just speaking of Antichrist. Actually, that word means, well, the Greek word piazzo means to be arrested. So then the beast was arrested, and with him the false prophet. So catch this. This is a person. Make no mistake about it. It's not a system. It's not a world system. It's not a government. It's not a people. It is a person. Hence the word him. With him, the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which, that would be the signs, by which he deceived those that received the mark, and those who worshiped his icon. These two, catch that, that's the T-W-O. The Bible's telling you, book, chapter, and verse, that the Antichrist, the beast, is a person. He's not a world system. These two, I'm reading to you Revelation 19, verse 20. It says, these two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. There's a trivia question for you. Who are the first two inhabitants of the lake of fire? Antichrist and this false prophet. So what part does he have to play in the end of the world? Well, he is the one personally responsible for forcing people to take the mark of the beast. Or as I now like to say, forcing people to obey the government. Or better yet, causing people to obey the government. Funny how our understanding of that has greatly increased the last 2 years, hasn't it? He's also the one who will deceive everyone into thinking he's legit, especially the Jewish people, hence the name the Bible gives him, the false prophet. So today's list has got 10 points in it regarding this false prophet. We'll look at all 10 of these as we read these 8 verses in Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to start in verse 11. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. You've revealed more to us about this guy than he knows about himself. Even you yourself said, "See, I've told you everything beforehand." Thank you for tomorrow's newspaper, Greatness. We exalt you in your house. Move and shake in here. Bless and increase our understanding now. And it's in your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11. Let's start this sermon. "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon." All right, so there's point number 1 on your handout. Point number 1 is the false prophet is a counterfeit Christian. Counterfeit Christian. 2 horns like a lamb, speaks like a dragon. Servant of God on the outside, evil seed on the inside. Remember, he's a sheep's clothing, but ravenous wolf. Again, I point you back to the words of Christ. Matthew 7:15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Look, you must leave room for deception as we look and go through this. Everything that transpires is because people are deceived. People are going to be deceived into doing everything that's going to... People are going to think that... What's my definition, Bill, of deceived? You know it well. To think that something is something while something, oh boy, is actually something else. He deceives those, he's saying. Also, 2 Corinthians 11:14, the Apostle Paul writes, "For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." He's not going to walk around like Dracula going, "Blah, blah, follow me to hell." He's going to deceive people into who he is. And he's going to deceive people by the signs he was granted to do. Hook, line, and sinker. When was the last time one of you people saw someone call fire down out of heaven? How many of you people knew that Satan, through his henchmen, at the end of the age, is going to have the power to give life to someone? How many of you knew that? Yeah, you gluttons for punishment that have been sitting here for 10 years. I'm going to keep saying it. It's going to be old hat to you people. "For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness." whose end will be according to their works. I keep thinking of that movie, The Transformers, or the show I watched as a kid. Remember that? Transformers, robots in disguise. Sorry, Dora. Hear me now. You will know these people by their fruit. If you don't know your playbook, then you will not recognize the false prophet. Now, we're here to fix that today. We're here to fix that. How well do you know the playbook? Here it is right here. How well do you guys know the playbook? I love football. Here you are in the Super Bowl. It's 4th and 3. You're on the opponent's 35-yard line. The Lord Jesus Christ is the head coach, and he calls an audible. And the Holy Bible, you see, is your playbook. How well do you know the Christian playbook? Uh-oh. Now we got trouble. Now, if you're new to the team, or if the Lord Jesus made a trade and traded his blood to purchase you for his team, which is what he does, that's how he adds people to his team. He purchases them by his blood. And if you're new to this team, the coach will only call a couple of plays that the new player already knows. Because of his grace, that's what he does. He's not going to penalize you if you are a new player to the team. He's just going to call stuff that you know. Like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Learn that. Put it in your playbook. Then maybe with you, if you're a new Christian, that'll be the only play that he calls. If God is for me, who can be against me? Now you've memorized two plays. You know enough now to slay this evil world. If God be for me, who can be against me? Add that to your playbook. God demonstrates his own love towards me, and that while I was still a sinner, that man died for me. He died for me on my worst day. Put that one in your playbook. Put these plays in your playbook. Memorize these plays. Start with something. Get a good start of a foundation. Put them in your playbook, who Jesus is and what he's done for you and how much he loves you. But the time is going to come where the head coach is going to expect you to know the playbook, or you'll ride the bench, and the coach will insert someone else in, more reliable, someone professional, someone who's totally committed to him. You got to learn more than one play. I mean, if you've been a Christian 25 years, you have to know more than one play. How many songs have you memorized? Huh? How about you? How many? Thousands? I probably would put mine conservatively at, I don't know, 7,500 songs with all the lyrics to every song. How many verses have you memorized? You will know the counterfeit by his fruit, his works. Okay, a man appears on the 5 o'clock news. He says he's the Lord Jesus and that he's returned. The newsman asked him how he got here and when. And the Lord imposter says he arrived on the 310 train that just came in from Yuma. Now, if you fall for that, I'll hold my tongue. No, I won't. You're a fool. You're a fool if you fall for that. You know better than that. Whereas for the child of God, you see, the alarm goes off and you're in a danger, danger, or at least it should, or at least it better go off. If someone gets on the news and says he's Jesus and he just came in on the 310 for Yuma, you need to be concerned about that. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive you. Don't you get what the word deceive means? Those who don't spend time in the Word of God and who are not intimate with the Lord through spending time with him in his Word will hear that remark about Amtrak and the train and say, oh, cool, Jesus has come back on the 310 train. Remember, lying wonders. They're lying wonders. But those who know their God, the buzzers and the alarms will go off, and you'll hear a still, small voice in your spirit. And you'll hear it. It'll say, "Behold, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him." You see, the Holy Spirit speaks word. If you want to know what language he speaks, this is it right here. The Holy Spirit speaks the word of God. Do you speak his language? This is what he speaks. He may also say to you, "As the lightning comes out of the east and flashes to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be." Matthew 24:27. Or if two is not enough, maybe Acts 1:11, where we read, "This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven, this same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come back in like manner as you saw him go." Holy Spirit is going to speak word to you. How well do you know the word? Write these things down and remember. Remember these things like you remember your favorite song that you hear on the radio. Write them down. Remember a few things. Start with a few things. Know the word of God. And if you don't know the word of God, then let's fix it. We can fix it. It's never too late. We can fix it today. We can fix it. Keep coming to this church. Attend all the services here, Sunday and Wednesday. Sit under the authority of the word of God. That's my encouragement to you. Sit under the word. Let the word rule. Do what it says. Do what he says when he speaks to you through his word. And you will not be deceived. Invest in a great Bible, or come and see me. I will teach these things again and again and again. Remember what we said 2 weeks ago? We're in the PCL church, remember? The Professional Christian League. You're in that league. All right, back to verse 11. "I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. And he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed." All right, so there's point number two. The false prophet demands worship. He demands worship. Last week, we looked at who the worshipers are. Revelation 13:8. "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, thank God, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Verse 13. "He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." Whoa, catch that apparent miracle. So, point number three, unprecedented deception. Unprecedented deception, the likes of which this world has never seen. Not since the days of Elijah. That's why, if you have a good Bible, you'll notice next to this verse that the Bible translators send you to 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 38, 2 Kings chapter 2. Because that's the last time this has happened. It also send you to Luke chapter 9, verse 56. Because James and John wanted to do it to burn up those bad old Samaritans, right? They said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down out of heaven like Elijah did?" That's where the Bible sends you, because this is the last time someone has done it. 900 B.C. 3,000 years ago. This will be a time of unprecedented deception. Verse 14 goes right along with this. Let me read to you verse 14 out of my Bible translation, which reads a little bit different. John speaking. "He deceives my own people who dwell on the earth. by the signs which were given to him to do before the beast, that's the Antichrist, saying to those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. Now, most translations read, he deceives those who dwell on the earth. Catch the difference. If the correct reading is, he deceives those who dwell on the earth, then he's talking about unbelievers, right? He deceives those that dwell on the earth. However, if my translation is correct, now notice if you have a New King James, you'll notice a footnote in your Bible if you have a New King James Bible that tells you, I haven't lost my mind. The majority of Greek manuscripts read, he deceives my own people. That changes everything to me, which one of these is right. There are still Christians around at this time. John says, whoever my people may be, whether he's talking about Jews or whether he's talking about Christians, John says that this guy deceives his own people who dwell on the earth. So he's either talking about Christians or those that don't know the playbook. Those that don't know the playbook. Point number four, the false prophet is very powerful. Very powerful. Verse 15 out of the King James Version. He had the power to give life. He had the power to give life. Who knew that? He had the power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, other translations there read breath instead of life. Greek word is pneuma, proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios, holy, pneuma, spirit. Take your pick, which one do you want? He's got the power to give breath. He's got the power to give life. Pick whichever one you want. All I know is that billions of people are going to be deceived when they see it.
You've been listening to WGOD Radio, the teaching ministry of Dr. Paul Esposito from Merritt Island, Florida. To contact Pastor Paul, write to him at elected77@gmail.com. The church's website is islandcommunitychurch.net. The videos of Pastor Paul's sermons are available on our YouTube channel, Island Community Church. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.